WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A semi hauling an excavator on the Rudder Freeway struck the Briarcrest overpass in Bryan yesterday afternoon. Bryan police report a piece of concrete fell and struck a van. The driver was injured but did not seek medical treatment. For more than 11 hours, northbound traffic on the freeway was affected from Harvey Road to William Joel Bryan Parkway, along with eastbound traffic on Briarcrest. The Texas Department of Transportation is hosting two public meetings this month to receive citizen feedback on upcoming projects. The purpose of the first meeting this afternoon in Bryan is to receive comments on the Rural Transportation Improvement Project, or TIP.
The TIP is a mechanism used by TxDOT and the Federal Highway Administration to fund projects for the next 4 years and includes all federally funded projects.
Spokesman Bob Caldwell says the district counties include Brazos, Burleson, Freestone, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Milam, Robertson, Walker, and Washington County.
Most all of our projects, we use federal funds, and that comes from our gas tax, and we send that to Washington, and we get a portion back from that each year.
Caldwell says today's meeting is at the Bryan District Office on North Earl Rudder Freeway from 3 until 5. The second public meeting, a week from Thursday night in Navasota, will present the proposed preliminary design for the construction of the Aggie Expressway, officially known as Highway 249, from FM 1774 to Highway 105 in Grimes County. Doors open at 5:30 at the Navasota Junior High School. Two men who went inside a College Station bank last week and pulled off an armed robbery have not been caught.
Arrest reports released of the two men who were found in Navasota shortly after last Thursday's holdup at Commerce National Bank on University were getaway drivers. College Station police has not disclosed if any money was recovered. According to the arrest report, the four men met at a Caldwell motel before caravanning to College Station. In addition to two cars stopped by Brazos County Deputy Constables in Navasota, there was a gray Cadillac parked on Spring Loop behind the bank. It's not been revealed that the third car has been found. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
130 volunteers from 20 area companies will be packing and delivering 1,000 baby bundles today to local maternity units.
It's already just such a wonderful example of what can happen in your community when individuals come together to work towards a common goal.
United Way of the Brazos Valley President Allison Prince says it is this year's Day of Action project.
A lot of times I'm just up here talking about how to give to United Way and how to financially support. Well, this is a way how to volunteer support and how to actually do something specific and meaningful for your community.
The baby bundles include a developmental book and toy, essentials for newborns, and tips for the parents. Prince says their goal is to collect enough supplies for 20,000 baby bundles. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station Noon Lions Club is proud to present the I Love America 4th of July celebration on July 4th, 2016. The event will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library. The museum will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with free admission all day. The concessions will start at 5:30 p.m. and live entertainment and the Kids Zone will open at 6 p.m. The Kids Zone includes games and bounce houses. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning. It's 6:10. That's 6:09, really. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure for today, a decent amount of sunshine. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this afternoon, 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, more sunshine and warm. Highs will be 90 to 95. Skies are clear tomorrow night. We're 70 to 75. Sunshine on Thursday. The storm may pop up in the afternoon. Highs Thursday, 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M unfortunately losing one of its biggest stars this year. Also, I'll update you on the College World Series and the Rangers beat the Orioles and the Astros take down the Angels. I'll give you all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now the Rob guy got a little bit different kind of a forecast, kind of foreboding really hot weather. We're still hanging the National Weather Service doing the 92 thing or so. Do we know what our high was yesterday? I mean, I just don't know.
Hot.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, hot, not, you know,
relatively hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we could land airplanes here, unlike Phoenix and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. They're saying 92 or 93. Huh. Somewhere here says patchy fog. I don't think there's any fog out there.
No.
I don't believe that's going to be happening anytime soon. So, couple of pranksters, speaking of Phoenix, in Phoenix, thought it'd be funny to start a chain reaction on a shelf full of fireworks.
Ooh.
In a Walmart.
Oh.
Apparently the laws are different in Arizona.
I was going to say, what Walmart has fireworks?
Yeah, apparently in Phoenix they do. The suspects were caught on video by the store's surveillance cameras. The Walmart was evacuated before anybody was hurt. Local responders able to contain the fire and explosives before they spread to the rest of the store. Of course, there's video out there someplace. But, I mean, and I don't know what kind of fireworks we're talking about. You got the strings of firecrackers, or is it the snakes, or the sparklers, or
bottle rockets,
whatever. Yeah. And again, it's Phoenix, where you'd figure there's almost a permanent burn ban anyway.
Right.
But not sure. Okay. So is your name who you are? In Virginia, in Petersburg, Virginia, a man with the nickname Murder.
Yikes.
How does that happen?
Yeah, how do you earn that nickname?
Well, I get, you know, you could tell people you can call me Murder, but at some point...
someone's going to be like, why?
Why?
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway...
Or you don't ask.
He's been charged with attempted murder, which could, like, mean...
Self-fulfilling
prophecy.
Live
up to your name, bro.
Yeah, so... We
got a lot of info.
Mation.
I guess kind of an underachiever.
I mean, thankfully,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Has it reached his full potential yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's got the name, so
he does. Well, maybe he's an apprentice. Is that it? He's
a murder
on it.
Apprentice.
Yeah, exactly. He'll make journeyman, and then he'll be master. There you go.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
6:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, you know, yesterday also, I guess it could have been warm because it was the longest day. The days start getting shorter now because, you know, that was the big summer solstice that we all celebrated yesterday.
And the strawberry moon.
Yeah, exactly. So today we got June 21. It's day 173. Got 193 of them to go. Reber!
What's up?
You get your day. It's Tall Girl Appreciation
Woo-hoo!
Day.
There you go.
So there. All right. Quite often they have associations or special celebration descriptions. They don't have one today.
I'll tell you, this weekend at my volleyball broadcasters summit, I was probably one of the shorter ones in the room.
Wow. That's kind of an interesting deal. Yeah.
Actually, the two men that were there were the shortest.
Oh, that's funny. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Walking around right there in the forest of the tall chicks.
Exactly.
All right. And then I don't know why we need to do this. No. It's National Selfie Day.
Oh, there's a day for that now?
I don't know. Oh. Anyway, go down to, where is it? Somewhere in Fort Bend County, they've got the statue now of the girls taking a selfie, so you can do your selfie thing there. Go Skateboarding Day. It's Make Music Day. There you go,
hey,
Brad. Right. That's
hey,
for
Brad.
You. Okay.
Hey, we both got a day, Chelsea.
Yeah. Daylight Appreciation Day. I guess that's good because there's plenty of it. National Handshake Day and International Day. It just gets a day of yoga.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Hello.
Hey, is Chelsea taller than you?
Who is it? All right, so let's do birthdays.
Birthdays today. It is National Music Making Day, you said, but let's hope this girl doesn't make music anymore. Rebecca Black, she's 19. She did that terrible Friday song.
Yes.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was. And how many views did it get on YouTube?
So many.
Yeah.
So many. It's one of those famous for a bad reason situations.
Yeah.
Okay. Lana Del Rey is 31. She's also a singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
writer. Chris Allen is 31. He's the winner of American Idol, the 8th season.
Well, we're broke out in songsters, huh?
Yeah, totally. For such a day, yeah, you know. Most people remember Adam Lambert from that season.
Sure,
I don't know who Chris Allen is, honestly.
Yeah.
Prince William is 34 today.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. Benjamin Walker is 34. He played Abraham Lincoln in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
You know, I have not caught that yet.
Dang it, me neither.
Y'all need to catch up, you know, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Brandon Flowers is 35. That's a lead singer of The Killers.
Mm.
Chris Pratt is 37 today.
Ooh.
From Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Durance is 38. She was Lois Lane on Smallville.
Oh, okay.
Juliette Lewis is 43 today. We all remember her. Let's see. Carrie Preston, 49. She was Arlene on True Blood.
Yeah.
Lana Wachowski is 51. That's one half of the now Wachowski sisters.
Of course.
They both used to be
wrestlers or what?
No, they were the ones who made The Matrix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And right. Both of them used to be guys, and now both of them are now women.
Well, sure. Okay.
So,
okay.
Fine. All right. Let's take that as you will.
Yeah, TMI. Okay.
Kip Winger is 55. That's the front man of Winger.
Oh, interesting.
As everybody knows that, right? Yeah. Kathy Mattea is 57, country superstar.
What?
What?
Singer.
Well, they describe her here as a superstar.
Do they?
Scott.
Do they? Okay. Well, I was trying to think of a list of country superstars, and somehow she didn't come to mind. But that's
yeah.
Fine. That's all right.
This is pretty interesting here. Both of the parents from Family Ties, Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross, 69 today.
Yeah,
both of
exactly
them at the same time.
That's cool.
Let's see. Ray Davies is 72, lead singer of the Kinks. A lot of musicians, of course. And Bernie Coppell from The Love Boat.
And nothing else.
And Get Smart.
Oh, okay.
He's 83 today.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hadn't done much lately.
Yeah.
That's all I can say there. All right, there you go. Oh, and Mariette Hartley is 76. You might remember her. Used to do daytime. She was on Good Morning America for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then an actress, too. All right, 617.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Business owners, there's a lot of ways that Suddenlink can bring your bottom line in under control and, most importantly, be predictable. And, you know, you could get enhanced service. First of all, you'll save money if you do the phone thing because you get to keep the equipment that you already have. You get to keep the phone number you may have had for a long, long time, and your rates are lower. And, again, it's set, so you know what things are going to cost. How about internet speed? Got enough speed? Got enough bandwidth? You know, if you need more and more as time goes on and as your business grows, Suddenlink can give you up to 1 gig. That's exactly 1,000 megs or 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. You can get that plenty of bang for your buck as well. You know, there are more than 100,000 business customers that trust Suddenlink every day for their business communications, and you can be among them. And right now, you can get high-speed internet, 75 meg download, 10 meg upload, for as low as $124.95 a month. So call Chad Cowan, and he'll provide you with a business solution that's just right for your business at the right price. Call Chad at 595-2413, 595-2413, or visit suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So just when you thought Hillary Clinton and her campaign could not stoop any lower, well, the Daily Caller now reporting that the former Secretary of State is actually fundraising off of last week's horrific terror attack in Orlando. Remember, mass campaign emails sent out on behalf of Clinton. It states, quote, "This week, Republicans in Congress asked for a moment of silence for the victims of the shooting in Orlando. Democrats in the House of Representatives refused. They would not stand silent about the work it's going to take to end the nation's gun violence epidemic. We need resources to take on Donald Trump and the NRA. Chip in a buck. Let's do this." Is there anything that Hillary won't do for money?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
In these parts, you need equipment that helps you work hard and play big. Equipment like the new John Deere Gator XUV 590i. With over 1,000 ways to customize yours, it's like having 1,000 ways to take on chores and the big outdoors. John Deere was first in the Texas fields, and now we're proud to be the official on-field equipment of the Texas Rangers. Go big, go strong, go Gator. Save big at Brazos Valley Equipment. Go to myjohndeeredealer.com/baseball.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Security executives and government advisors say the Chinese government appears to be abiding by its September pledge to stop supporting the hacking of U.S. trade secrets to help companies compete. FireEye Incorporated, the network security company best known for fighting sophisticated Chinese hacking, says that breaches attributed to China-based groups had plunged by 90% in the past 2 years. The most dramatic drop came during last summer's run-up to the bilateral agreement. Mitsubishi expects to post a loss this year after a scandal around manipulated fuel economy tests triggered hefty compensation costs and a drop in vehicle sales. The automaker admitted in April to overstating the mileage on four of its mini vehicles, including two models it produced for Nissan. BHP Billiton has outlined plans to cut costs further in its coal business, although it's optimistic about future demand for the commodity and says all of its mines are generating positive cash flow despite a prolonged market downturn. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 624. Okay, just when you thought that Kickstarter had done everything possible, you know, Kickstarter, mm-hmm. It's a little funding thing, crowdfunding source. Well, it's being used to raise money for all sorts of inventions and business ideas, unique clothing items, even independent movies, including a movie about professional foosball.
Oh, really?
According to a promotional video on its Kickstarter page, quote, in the 1970s, foosball was a top 10 professional sport in America.
What?
I don't know that that's true at all.
I didn't even know it could be a professional sport.
Now someone wants to make a documentary. Now,
of course.
And granted, in the 70s, see, that's in my wheelhouse. Okay, we played a lot of foosball, which, you know, you basically were amazed that after you'd spend an hour in a bar, you could still play foosball.
Right.
But, I mean,
you don't see a whole lot of foosball championships on ESPN The Ocho
you
or
don't.
Anything
well,
like that.
The problem is obvious, and, I mean, I even had a friend who had an air hockey table. Now, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
okay?
That is cool.
Air hockey is fun, neat stuff. But, I mean, and I knew people who bought foosball tables. But, you know, they end up in a garage sale for $23 a year later. Because, I mean, how much of that could you really want to play?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And, again, I mean, it took some coordination. There's
it
no
really
doubt.
Did. It was kind of a tough game.
It is. But by the same token, it's not the kind of thing that you're going to stand around and watch other people do.
Correct.
I don't think. You know, it's one of those you go ahead and do it. And, if you know, when you're done, you walk away.
Like, right. Are there foosball fans out there?
Yeah, exactly.
Clamoring
there
for
must
this?
Be.
Well, now somebody does want to make a documentary. According to the Kickstarter page, Foosballers is a feature-length documentary.
Foosballers.
Clever name.
Yeah.
That will chronicle the lives of professional foosball players leading up to, of course, the World Championship, which will be held this year in Lexington, Kentucky.
The World Championship,
okay.
Huh?
We got
all over the world. They're playing foosball competitively.
I don't, we'll have to get some people in here from the cities to talk about this because, I mean, we probably have a wide open space that we could use to, you know, put up tons of foosball tables and
right
and have you do that.
We should be the next host city.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
I've played foosball once before. Does that make me like the regional champion?
Think about all the revenue that we could bring in.
It'll be interesting to see. I'm going to go look and see if they have a trailer on this because what do these guys, they have the finals and, you know, Charlie wins and Frank loses this time. And then they get in a car together and drive to the next event. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? It's not like they're chartering G5s to go from one place to another.
Well, and like you said, I don't even see foosball tables in bars anymore.
No,
I mean,
no.
You may see shuffleboard or darts still, but I haven't seen a foosball table unless I watch an episode of Friends.
Yeah. Well, again, luckily we have the internet and we may be able to go find some. There could be one at a real bargain out there, or maybe a garage sale this weekend.
Maybe we should get one for the station.
There, you know. Well, what? See, then the animosity gets built up, and for a while though, we had do we have an air hockey table here for a little while? Is that right?
Oh, if we didn't,
not
we should
in my
have.
Day. Yeah,
okay,
that'd be awesome.
I thought we had a little one that we kept in there, and anyhow,
what's the prize of your very own foosball table?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, then you
that's
can,
your trophy.
$10 gift certificate.
Well, and the problem is, you can't play that alone.
Correct.
That does not work.
How do you practice foosball?
That's kind of like playing chess with yourself. I mean, people might do it, but it's very difficult.
Not ideal.
No, all right. There we go, 620. Wow. 628, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With 2A radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Kind of the same pattern we've been having. High temperature around 90-ish. There's a slight chance of showers today. And the low temperature each night will be in the probably the middle 70s, but it has cooled down a little bit. What we need is some breezes. We can have some breeze, and it looks like it'll be about 5 to 10 miles an hour for the next 4 or 5 days, what we're looking at. Currently, we do have winds that are calm, 94% relative humidity, and it's 76.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
How often do you check your mobile device for messages or Facebook or Twitter? It matters, and I'll tell you why. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you.
don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
FOMO. It's a real word in the Oxford English Dictionary. FOMO is the fear of missing out.
It's a very real phenomenon, especially for those who are truly addicted to the mobile devices and that are constantly engaged in an ongoing news feed.
Casey Wallace, author of the book Far-Reaching Parameters.
The fear of missing out phenomenon also has a tendency to feed our inferiority complexes, thinking that other people are doing more than we are. They have a more interesting life than we do, sending our young people into deep states of depression, states of unworthiness and shame.
Casey says this constant checking of social media to see what everybody's up to is a real addiction.
You know that it is an absolute fact that Steve Jobs himself forbid his children from having devices. So what did he know? What do these people know? They know that they're very addictive.
How do you know if you're at risk of FOMO?
If you're able to not have these devices regulate your life, they're not the first thing that you reach for in the morning, you can get through a meal without checking it, you can leave it at home and go to the movies, then hopefully you have a far more productive and engaged life. But these devices are actually causing us to be more disengaged with our own personal life in a desire to feel involved with everybody else.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Northbound traffic on the freeway was a mess yesterday before and after the afternoon commute after a semi hauling an excavator struck the Briarcrest overpass in Bryant. That's after a northbound semi hauling an excavator was too tall to clear the bridge. Bryant police report a piece of concrete fell onto a van. A driver who was injured did not seek medical treatment. Eastbound traffic on Briarcrest was down to one lane while repairs were made. Northbound traffic had to get off at the Briarcrest exit, and the northbound on-ramps were closed at Harvey and University. Northbound traffic reopened around 2 this morning, about 11 hours after the excavator hit the bridge. The two men arrested shortly after last Thursday's armed bank robbery in College Station were not the men who went inside.
That's according to arrest reports released since two Houston men were captured after their vehicles were stopped in Navasota by Brazos County deputy constables. One of the two men who were arrested told College Station police they met at a Caldwell motel with two men who have not been caught. Referring again to the arrest report, the pair who went inside Commerce National Bank on University intended to show their guns and use physical violence to place employees in fear of their lives. Suspects gained access to the bank safe, but they did not bring a bag large enough to collect all the money. An employee's tote bag was used to take the money out of the bank. CSPD has not disclosed if any money has been recovered or if a third car that one of the men still at large parked on Spring Loop behind the bank, described as a gray Cadillac, has been found. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man who has not gone to trial on a drunk driving charge 3 years after he was arrested spent 3 hours in jail Sunday night on another traffic charge. A motorcycle driven by 30-year-old Cody Henley was pulled over on Highway 6 north of Bryan by a DPS trooper who, according to the arrest report, saw Henley run a stop sign in front of him. According to online jail records, no trial date has been set on DWI and marijuana charges after Henley was arrested by College Station police in May 2013. Henley is also awaiting trial on a cocaine possession charge following an arrest in College Station 2 years ago. The arrest report also noted Henley does not have a motorcycle endorsement on his license, and he was riding a Harley that had no license plate and its registration expired a year ago. The DPS report also noted Henley's license has 7 current suspensions, and he owes Bryan Municipal Court $825 for 2 unpaid traffic tickets. The Texas Department of Transportation wants your feedback during 2 public meetings this month. This afternoon, they're discussing the TIP, the Rural Transportation Improvement Project. Spokesman Bob Caldwell says the TIP is a mechanism used by TxDOT and the Federal Highway Administration to fund projects for the next 4 years.
If it has any type of federal funding in it, we will be discussing those types of projects. Some of the big ones that we have is like our FM-60, FM-2818 interchange improvement, the DDI project that's going to be going on. Another big one in Brazos County would be a raised median project on Texas Avenue from 2818 south down to Deacon.
Caldwell says in addition to projects in Grimes and Madison counties, the biggest project on the plan is in Walker County.
It will be widening of Interstate 45 in southern Walker County, and we'll be adding 2 additional lanes, one in each direction on 45.
Today's meeting is from 3 to 5 at the Bryan District Office. And a week from Thursday, another public meeting will be held in Grimes County at the Navasota Junior High to present the proposed preliminary design for the construction of Highway 249 from FM 1774 to State Highway 105, also known as the Aggie Expressway. Doors open at 5:30 with the presentation starting at 6:30. 3 hospitals in the Twin Cities will be receiving baby bundles today as part of the United Way of the Brazos Valley's Day of Action.
We're anticipating over 130 volunteers from 20 area companies. We also had a list of about, I think, half a dozen or so companies that hosted collection sites to help us fill all of those things. So not everything was purchased. Some of it was donated.
United Way of the Brazos Valley President Allison Prince says local delivery rooms are getting goodies for the newborns and their parents.
A really simple developmental book. A toy, some baby essentials like powders and lotions, and then some great resources on, now that you've had this baby, how to raise them, on tips on reading to your kids, benefits of breastfeeding, developmental milestones that you're needing to watch over the next year.
Prince says their goal is to collect enough supplies to package 20,000 baby bundles. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564. If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides 2 personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
The College Station Noon Lions Club is proud to present the I Love America 4th of July celebration on July 4th, 2016. The event will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library. The museum will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with free admission all day. The concessions will start at 5:30 p.m. and live entertainment and the Kids Zone will open at 6 p.m. The Kids Zone includes games and bounce houses. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. For more information, visit Bush41.org.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's 641. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather. We stay warm for the foreseeable future. Sun and clouds today. Shower, thunderstorm may pop up in a few isolated areas this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine is likely during the day tomorrow as well. Highs will be 90 to 95. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Sunshine may be a late day storm Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Aggieland loses the Boom. Also, I'll let you know what's going on in the College World Series. And the Texas Rangers take down the Baltimore Orioles and the Astros beat the Angels. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, if you'll remember, yesterday we had the soundbite from the Attorney General from Sunday's show saying, well, you know, the investigation having to do with Hillary Clinton, and yeah, I'm part of the Obama administration, but our agents are going to go where we need to go and do what we need to do. In other words, no influence from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Justice Department pulled your quick spinorama yesterday because, you know, they actually, people were railing all over talk radio about this yesterday, how they had redacted some of the information having to do with the Orlando shooter that, oh, I don't know, took out stuff about organizations that he might have had something to do with.
This made me so angry.
In a joint statement, the Justice Department and the FBI said, quote, unfortunately, the unreleased portions of the transcript that named the terrorist organizations and leaders have caused an unnecessary distraction from the hard work of the FBI and our law enforcement partners.
Distraction is them trying to alter history, is them trying to take out what actually happened to fit their narrative. That's what's distracting.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Exactly. Right?
Yes, please don't go here. There's no reason to look at that. To wit, Mike McCall, he's a Texas Republican. He's the richest guy in the house, I'm just saying. But he is the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, and he said that the whole mess is, quote, in line with the administration's long string of denials of the terrorist threat that it poses our homeland. Or, as he put it in a shorter statement that's just as scary yesterday.
I'm certain that there's another individual like Mateen out there, the Orlando shooter, who's radicalizing as we speak.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is scary.
It's and it's out there on the internet, and it's there. And I remember talking to a guy years ago who was a preacher, and I said, you know, why is there a growth in satanic worship? And there was at that time. And he said, because of the excitement of that. Now, that's part of it, and also the idea that there are, and we saw protests and riots in Paris about 3 years ago from young Muslim men who saw no way to prosperity. And so what they wanted to do was destroy the system that was not allowing them to do that. And that can happen just as easily in America individually as it can in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so they connect. They find empowerment when they feel like they're lost in this storm and they're not a relevant person. This gives them relevance. This gives them an opportunity to be right there on the front pages.
Well,
right.
The redaction just makes me so angry because they said it was because we don't want to give credence to those organizations,
right,
and all that stuff. You're changing history. You're leaving out the facts. Your job is to report the facts and to let us know what the facts are, and you're changing it because you don't want to say that that's what's going on.
Yeah. Same thing. When they first time we found out that they actually put instructions on how to build a bomb on the internet, you need to know how a terrorist is built. And
yeah,
that's how it happens. That is exactly how it happens.
Makes me so mad.
All right, let me see. Corey Lewandowski is out of the Donald Trump campaign. He was the campaign manager. And we heard, I think, on Fox News where Trump basically said, I like him, he's a friend of mine. We just need to change the campaign. And that probably makes a Republican establishment people pretty happy about the situation because they felt like it needed to become a little bit different kind of campaign than he was running when he was in the primaries. In the meantime, a Trump advisor also resigned yesterday because he took to Twitter as soon as Lewandowski was fired, tweeting, quote, the witch is dead, end quote.
Yikes.
Wow.
So he decided to resign.
Ooh.
Yeah, he told Paul Manfred, the new campaign manager, quote, I don't want to be a distraction. Wait. Did we already use distraction this morning? Whenever they say we don't want to be a distraction, it means I screwed up so badly, I better go away.
Yeah, a lot of those distractions going around.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of that resignation was his choice.
Yes, exactly. You are a distraction. You will be going away. All right. I haven't done this in a couple of months, but we were keeping up with how many people are killed in Chicago. That's the president's hometown, of course, and well, this is, just listen to these numbers. It's about a 30-second report. This is just frightening.
Over the Father's Day weekend, 13 people were shot and killed. More than 40 others were wounded.
The violence right now in Chicago is completely unacceptable.
That's Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Consider this. There have been more than 1,800 shootings this year so far in Chicago. Nearly 300 people have been killed. And all of this before school's out for the summer. Community leaders say with more young people out on the streets while on vacation, they're afraid that the carnage will not only continue, but expand as well. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now, I find a lot of things interesting in there. It says the young people on the streets, the carnage will continue. Does that mean they're killing each other or they will be caught in crossfire? Or how is it that young people being out on the streets will cause the numbers to go up? Bothersome.
Well, it's clearly not being curbed by gun control.
1,800 people have been shot in the city of Chicago and it's late June. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's just incredible.
And this is one of the cities with the highest amount of gun control in the United States. Am I correct?
Yeah, more than a dozen people killed last weekend.
Wow.
And, you know, part of it is that they've had, you know, police-involved shootings of civilians. And look, the police feel a little bit reticent about going out and doing what they need to do. And what a horrible situation to be a police officer in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. And that's the problem. You're going to get people not wanting to work there.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. In law enforcement, it's going to become more difficult. And you're going to start having to hire people you may have not wanted to hire necessarily, sure, because you just need the numbers.
And it makes me wonder if, you know, part of that violence. And, you know, I love Chicago. It is a great city.
Yeah.
There are parts of it that are wonderful. But it's obvious that there are certain elements or parts of that city that have absolutely been taken over by animals, and it continues. And if we just had somebody from the Obama administration to be mayor, never mind.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 21st, it's tree identification. Come learn how to identify the different trees, discover the importance and value of the ecosystem, and how to perform a tree inventory. All this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Years ago, I was introduced to dragonwing begonias. A friend who worked in a public garden showed them to me in his gardens, thriving after a full summer of hot Texas weather. Oh, they were in shaded beds, I'll grant you that, but even then I was seeing them at a time when many begonias had long since given it up for another year. Dragonwing begonias, I'm going to share my love for this plant with you right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published, and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. Those of us who are admitted begonia enthusiasts need nothing more to get us revved up than a new type. And that's the way it was those years ago when I was introduced to dragon wings. I've had them in my landscape every year ever since. Most of my plants go into large decorative pots so I can move them into prime places of prominence as I need the color. I plant them in the spring and they're fabulous until fall. Now, a lot of times I'll just buy new plants each spring, but I'll also take some of them into the greenhouse in the winter because I don't have a lot of winter flowering plants to put in my greenhouse. These add cheer to their surroundings until spring. Dragon wings grow to be 15 or 18 inches tall and wide. Their leaves are perhaps twice the size of conventional wax begonias and of a more elongated shape. The flowers are either pink or red, and the plants are mounded and somewhat open in habit. That makes them perfect for large pots, hanging baskets, and raised planting beds. I've not tried them in much direct sunlight, but if you ever decide to do so, let it be early morning or late evening sun. Shelter them during the 10 to 5 midday sunfest in summer. If you have a handsome dragonwing begonia in your landscape during the summer and fall, you might wonder how you'll overwinter it indoors. If it's in a pot and if you have adequate space for it indoors in that container, put it in the sunniest place in your house. If you have sunlight but not much room, overwinter it as a small plant. Take 3 or 4 inch cuttings during the summer, root them in water or better yet potting soil, fertilize and water them sparingly indoors over the winter, and you'll have beautiful plants come spring. I usually buy hanging baskets of dragonwing begonias and carefully repot them into the large pots. I use a loose and highly organic potting soil, and I keep it moist at all times. I apply a complete and balanced water-soluble plant food every few times that I water my plants. If the plants begin to get a little too lanky, I'll carefully pinch the growing tips out. Now, this plant is so easy growing, almost never have to do that. So granted, maybe this is a time when you thought all your plantings were done for this growing season. Let me tell you, there is room for a dragon wing somewhere in your landscape. And if you give it a try one time, you'll be as hooked as I am. I love this plant. Introduced somewhere back around the year 2000 and now a mainstay in Texas landscapes and gardens. Dragon wing begonias. You're about to make a great friend. I'm Neil Sperry. Pitfalls of our plantings in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Texas A&M third baseman and SEC Player of the Year Boomer White will be foregoing his final year of collegiate eligibility and signing with the San Diego Padres after being selected in the 10th round of the Major League Baseball draft on June 10th. White played one season with the Aggs after transferring from TCU, but during that season, he broke the SEC record for hits in league play with an even 100 hits in 2016. He's the first Aggie to be named Player of the Year in the SEC since moving to the conference and also earned first-team All-American honors. Out in Omaha, both Texas Tech and TCU will be in action at the College World Series today. Texas Tech takes on top-ranked Florida later this afternoon, with both teams needing a win to stay alive in the double elimination tournament. TCU faces Coastal Carolina this evening in a winner's bracket game. Coastal Carolina is in the contest thanks to its upset of Florida over the weekend. In action at the tournament on Monday, Oklahoma State stayed unbeaten in the series with a 1-0 win over Arizona. UC Santa Barbara stayed alive and ousted third-seeded Miami 5-3. In high school baseball, College Station pitcher Travis Hester and Rudder catcher Sean Arnold have been named to second-team All-State in Class 5A by the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association. One other local player made the Coaches Association All-State team in 5A, with College Station's Mark Golladay chosen as second baseman on the third team. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a drive into right field. Rickard going back. This is over his head. It's off the wall. Elvis in to score. Mitch coming around third base. He's in as well. Two-run single for Shin-Soo Chu, and the Rangers go in front 4-3.
Shin-Soo Chu hit a go-ahead two-run single. Ian Desmond homered halfway up the hill in center field, and the Rangers beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-3 on Monday night in a makeup game matching the American League's top two teams. Texas extended its season-best winning streak to 7 games, the last 4 being one-run decisions. Since the makeup of an April 17th rainout counted as a series, the AL West leading Rangers stretched their club record to 10 consecutive series wins, the longest in the American League since Tampa Bay's 10 in a row 3 years ago. Desmond's 11th homer was a solo shot in the third, an inning before Bobby Wilson ended a 10-pitch at-bat with a sacrifice fly, and Chu followed by lining a single to right off Kevin Gausman for a 4-3 lead. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going as they begin a 2-game series with the Reds in Arlington at 7.05 p.m. tonight. Pre-game begins at 6.30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Houston,
this ball's driven left center field. Looking up is Marte, and that is out of here. Jason Castro goes deep. Opposite field, Castro for home run number 6 puts the Astros up 10-2.
Doug Fister threw 7 solid innings, and Jose Altuve, Jason Castro, and Carlos Correa each hit home runs to help the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 10-7 Monday night. Fister gave up 2 runs on 4 hits and struck out 5 in earning his 7th straight win. The Astros have won Fister's last 10 starts, and in those games, Fister has gone at least 5 2/3 innings and allowed 3 runs or fewer. Altuve hit a monstrous solo homer to center in the 4th to give the Astros a 7-0 lead. Castro led off the 7th with a solo home run. Yolis Sachin walked 5 while allowing 6 runs in 2 innings. Pat Neshek got the final 2 outs for his first save. Game 2 of the series in Houston is tonight at 7:10 p.m. A third federal lawsuit filed against Baylor alleges the school essentially created a, quote, hunting ground for sexual predators. A former student claims she was drugged and abducted from an off-campus residence last year, and when her family notified the school, they were told only that it was aware of several reported assaults there. The woman dropped out of the university. The other lawsuits say the school was indifferent to rape claims and didn't enforce federal gender discrimination protections. Former school president Ken Starr was demoted in May after a report found Baylor mishandled rape allegations for years. Cleveland is preparing for a victory parade to honor the Cavaliers, who won their first NBA title Sunday night by beating Golden State 93-89. That ends a 52-year championship drought since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. And American players maintained over and over that playing Argentina and Lionel Messi in a Copa America semifinal was a big deal, but not terrifying. The Americans get their wish tonight when top-ranked Argentina, the 2-time World Cup champion, and Messi, the only 5-time FIFA Player of the Year, take on Team USA in Houston, with the winner advancing to the Copa America final. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station Noon Lions Club is proud to present the I Love America 4th of July celebration on July 4th, 2016. The event will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library. The museum will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with free admission all day. The concessions will start at 5:30 11:30 p.m., and live entertainment and the Kids Zone will open at 6 p.m. The Kids Zone includes games and bounce houses. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. For more information, visit bush41.org.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at Starfire.